Israel says it is launching further strikes on Iran's capital, Tehran, as tensions continue to escalate across the region. Iranian state media has reported explosions in several areas of the city. At the same time, Iran has continued firing missiles towards Israel and across the Middle East. Saudi Arabia says two ballistic missiles were launched towards its capital. Analysts say Iran is now fighting with intensity, seeing the conflict as existential, with growing consequences for the global economy. In response to the crisis, senior UK officials are meeting to assess the economic impact of the war. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, the Foreign Secretary, and the Governor of the Bank of England are all expected to attend. Discussions will focus on energy security and the resilience of supply chains. Labour MP Polly Billington says targeted support is needed, particularly for households and energy-intensive industries facing rising costs. A new report from the World Meteorological Organization warns that the last 11 years have been the warmest on record. The UN agency says the global climate is now more out of balance than ever before. Scientists warn that urgent action is needed to limit further damage. The Metropolitan Police is investigating an arson attack on four ambulances belonging to the Jewish Community Ambulance Service in North London. The incident, in Golders Green, is being treated as a hate crime. No injuries have been reported. New sentencing rules are coming into force in England and Wales today. Most offenders who would previously have received prison sentences of up to 1 year are now likely to receive suspended sentences instead. The government says the changes are aimed at reducing prison overcrowding. And finally, a conservation project to remove ferrets from Rathlin Island has been declared a success. The five-year program aimed to protect seabirds, particularly puffins, from non-native predators. Experts used a combination of AI detection systems, thermal drones, and even a trained dog to track the animals. Conservationists say the project could now become a model for future wildlife protection efforts. And now the weather in Manchester. Cloudy conditions to start, with some sunny spells later. A chance of light showers in the afternoon. Temperatures reaching around 12 degrees Celsius. That's the latest news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. Stay with Neckoff Radio.
Astuce du jour, prenez de meilleures décisions avec la règle du test des 24 heures. Face à une décision importante ou impulsive, appliquez la règle du test des 24 heures pour éviter les regrets. Comment l'appliquer ? 1. Avant de prendre une décision, achat, réponse, engagement, attendez 24 heures. 2. Pendant ce temps, laissez retomber l'émotion et observez si votre envie reste la même. 3. Après 24 heures, décidez avec un esprit plus clair et rationnel. Pourquoi ça marche ? Cette pause réduit les décisions impulsives, protège votre énergie et vous permet de faire des choix plus réfléchis. Astuce bonus ? Utilisez cette règle surtout pour les décisions financières ou émotionnelles. Si après 24 heures vous voulez toujours agir, c'est souvent un bon signe. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire » disponible sur Amazon.